This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Springs may have to wait a year before giving voters a chance to reverse course on recreational marijuana. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Nearly 55% of Colorado Springs voters said yes in November to allowing recreational cannabis sales in the city. But the city council wanted to put the question back on the ballot in April, just in case voters wanted to change their minds. A judge ruled Monday that the state constitution requires marijuana questions to appear on ballots only in even-numbered years, when turnout will likely be higher. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University has been awarded $300,000 to help find solutions for Western Slope water issues. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
The grant is from the Colorado River District, a water protection agency, and will be matched by the university. The River District's head calls this an investment in, quote, expertise and leadership needed to secure Western Colorado's water future. The money will pay for an executive director for Colorado Mesa's Ruth Pell Hutchins Water Center, as well as develop a long-term vision for the center. The Colorado River District has also announced nearly $200,000 for water projects across the Western Slope. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is upping its stake in turning the iconic Stanley Hotel in Estes Park into a film center. The state's Economic Development Commission approved a $1 million grant for the project on Tuesday. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.